the Guard Dog, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
There were six puppies in the window of the pet shop. People who know about dogs would have easily recognized their breeds. There was a Labrador, a Springer Spaniel, an Old English Sheepdog, a Poodle, and a Pug. But even the most expert dog fancier couldn't have put a name to the sixth one. In fact, most of those who stopped to look in the pet shop window either didn't notice it, because it was so extremely small, or thought it was a rough-haired guinea pig, which it resembled in size and shape, that had got into the wrong pen. "What on earth is that?" the rest had said to one another when the sixth puppy was first put in with them. "Looks like something the cat dragged in." And they sniggered amongst themselves. "I say," said the Old English Sheepdog puppy loudly, "what are you?" The newcomer wagged a tail the length of a pencil stub.
"I'm a dog,"
it said in an extremely small voice. The pug snorted.
"You could have fooled me," said the poodle.
"Do you mean," said the Labrador, "that you're a dog as opposed to a bitch?"
"Well, yes."
"But what sort of dog?"
asked the Springer Spaniel.
How do you mean, what sort?"
The pug snorted again, and then they all started barking questions. "What breed are you? What variety of dog? Why are you so small? Why are you so hairy? Are you registered with the Kennel Club? How many champions have you in your pedigree?"
Pedigree? Said the sixth puppy. "What's a pedigree?"
There was a stunned silence, broken at last by a positive volley of snorts.
"Tuh!" said the pug. "He's a mongrel!"
At that, they all turned their backs and began to talk among themselves. "I say," said the Labrador, "do you know what I'm going to be when I grow up?"
"A gun dog, I bet," said the Springer Spaniel. "Like me, I'm going to be a gun dog and go out with my master and bring back the pheasants he shoots."
"No," said the Labrador. "As a matter of fact, I'm not. I'm going to be a guide dog for the blind. A much more worthwhile job."
"No more worthwhile than mine," said the Old English Sheepdog. "I'm going to work sheep. I'll be galloping about all over the countryside."
"Getting filthy dirty," interrupted the poodle, "while I'm having my coat shampooed and specially trimmed and clipped and a silk ribbon tied in my topknot. I'm going to be a show dog and win masses of prizes."
The pug snorted.
"What about you?" barked the others. "You haven't said what you're going to be when you grow up."
"I'm going to be a lapdog," said the pug loftily. "I shall be thoroughly spoiled and eat nothing but chicken and steak, and the only exercise I shall take will be to walk to my food dish." "Tugh!"